It will not be a sweep. The Bombers had a 3-1/3 period lead on Estevan in Game 3, but fell 4-3 in overtime. The Bomber roster saw two changes heading into the game, with Rylan Pierce, a 17-year-old defender who's been playing up as a forward due to Flynn Flon's ongoing injury woes, out for Games 3 and 4 after a high hit on Estevan's Mitch Koner in Game 2. On top of that, forward Jacob Vaucler was out for the game with the flu. To replace Pierce and Vaucler, the Bombers moved Noah Hoole from defense to the team's second forward line and brought in former Bomber Noah Kuntz to fill Hoole's spot out back. Kuntz, a 20-year-old from Regina, played 27 games as a Bomber in regular season, playoffs and the Centennial Cup, but had stayed in Regina to play Junior B and attend university. It had been more than 10 months since his last game as a Bomber. 17-year-old Jack Bayshard would slot into the lineup to fill Vaucler's spot up front. Estevan would get Koner back in the lineup too. While the forward missed much of Game 2 after Pierce's hit, he was part of the Bruins' starting lineup for Game 3. The Bruins would go on a penalty kill midway through the period, but Estevan burned the Bomber power play. Owen Barrow took advantage of a rebound and a high-stretch pass and broke in on a breakaway, beating Harmon Laser Hume and making it 1-0 Estevan. That lead wouldn't last long and it was the Bruins' prodigal son who did the deed. With the power play still in effect, Alex von Sprecken teed up a slap shot and beat former teammate Cam Herdliska, tying up the game. Ping-pong hockey would be the order of the day for the rest of the first otherwise, with the second period starting up as a 1-1 tie. The Bombers would draw first blood in the second, getting it from an unexpected source, Captain Lucas Fry, who had scored twice in his 122 games on the Bomber blue line before Tuesday, got a wrist shot through traffic and passed Herdliska, tallying his first goal since October 21. Flynn Flon got into penalty trouble halfway through the second, taking four straight minors, but the Bombers killed them all off and got a couple of shorthanded chances. With 3 minutes left in the second, one of those chances led to a Liam Bridger and Baron Stibbe 2-on-1 with a man short. Bridger shot and beat Herdliska clean, putting the Bombers up 3-1, quieting the Bruin crowd and heading into the third with a two-goal lead. Estevan brought the game back midway through the third, with a shot by Jagjeevan Fangora getting by Laser Hume to make it 3-2. Then Fangora setting up Ilya Chmelevsky for a 2-on-1 goal to tie the game with just under 8 minutes left to play. The Bombers took a big hit, literally and figuratively, as Reese Richmond, the team's leading scorer on defense, took a hard check and limped to the bench. He would stay in the game. The Bruins had momentum late with the game tied, but with 2:40 to go in regulation time, the Bombers caught a break. Estevan defender Alexa Babich slashed Brent Gulenkin's stick out of his hands, meaning an Estevan penalty and a Bomber power play. Despite a smattering of Bomber shots, Herdliska and Estevan's defense held tall and killed the penalty off. Estevan got one more chance in the dying moments of the third, but a shot went wide right before the horn sounded. Overtime would be needed. In the opening seconds of the opening frame, the Bruins got a chance with Fangora and Chmelevsky descending on the Bomber net. Laser Hume smothered the puck for the whistle. A minute later on the other end, Kylan Olofsson had a golden chance to end it for Flynn Flon, but Herdliska outweighed him and made a huge save. Ethan Mercer had another great chance for the Bombers on a partial break, but Herdliska kicked out his leg to stop it. Gradually, the Bruins put Flynn Flon on their heels, getting more shots and dangerous chances. Fangora got a breakaway chance after 14 minutes of play, but Richmond got back to swat the puck away and Laser Hume made a game-saving stop. Estevan got a golden opportunity with 4 minutes to go in the period. Von Sprecken got his pocket picked near the Bomber blue line by Estevan Sal Kalora, who came in on Laser Hume all alone. The goalie made the save and fell back on the puck, keeping it out of the net, but near the goal, Hoole was given a cross-checking penalty after making contact with a Bruin player. Late in overtime, Estevan would get a power play for 2 minutes or less. While the Bruins had chances, the Bombers had answers and killed off arguably their most important penalty of the year so far. Brock Muller had a great chance in the slot, but Herdliska stopped him at point-blank range with his blocker. With less than a minute left in the overtime period, a shot was deflected off of Hrdlicka and into the neutral zone, where two Bruins, Barrow and Cody Davis, bared down on Corey King on a two-on-one. Davis kept the puck first, then fed Barrow, who made no mistake, beating Laser Hume, ending the game and making it a 2-1 series. The Bombers' loss guarantees a third home game in Flin Flon during the series. Game 5, regardless of the outcome of Wednesday's Game 4, will take place at the Whitney Forum Friday night. Estevan put up 15 shots during the overtime period, compared to Flin Flon's 9. Hrdlicka, having made 33 saves, got his first win of the playoffs, while Laser Hume, who stopped 39 shots, was saddled with the L. The Bombers are still without 5 forwards, including Vaukler, who traveled with the team but did not play. Zach Kane, Cole DePero, Matt Egan and Jeremy Tremblay are all still out of the lineup, representing 90 of the 200 goals the Bombers scored during the regular season. Elsewhere in the SJHL, the Battleford's North Stars pulled back ahead in their series with Weyburn, beating the Wings 3-0, while Nipawin will fend off a sweep against second-place Humboldt, beating the Broncos 4-3. LaRange and Melfort's game was delayed and moved from its original location. A broken coolant line under the ice made the Mel Hegland Uniplex unable to be used for the game, forcing the game to LaRange's Jonas Roberts Memorial Community Center.